Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for January 2009. This is issue number 286. If you'd like to write to us at the DX Audio Service, the address is 706 Mackenzie Drive, that's Mackenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Telephone number is 360-382-1957. Email is sales, S-A-L-E-S, at nrcdxas.org. A subscription to the DX Audio Service for U.S. Canadian members is $28. To Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. To subscribe or renew, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that is mentioned, or simply log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and sign up using our PayPal credit card system. You can also sign up to EDXN and get your DX Audio Service on your computer or iPod player in stereo. A subscription to EDXN is only $15. Just point your browser to http://www.e-dxn.com and subscribe online with the PayPal credit card system, or contact Wayne Heinen at Post Office Box 473251, Aurora, Colorado 80047-3251 if you want to pay by check. Hey, let's get it on. Here's Bill Hale with a look at the AM Switch.
Thanks so much, Fred, and welcome everyone to AM Switch for the DX Audio Service for January 2009. First, as usual, we'll jump into call letter changes. We don't have too many this month, but we have other stuff to make up for that. Only 7 to report. Actually, 8 call letter changes in a new station. 540, a new station in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota is not on yet, but they've traded calls with a station that's co-owned on 1010 in Sauk Rapids. So, 540, the old WMIN, the new station that's not on, is now WPPI. And on 1010, the old WPPI has made the switch to WMIN. Up on 980 WUUQ in Rossville, Georgia, has just made a one slight change to their call sign. They're now WUUS, so lots of U's mentioned there. 1180 KWRI in Wasco, California, they've changed to KERN. Actually, it's another switcheroo with a station in the same market, 1410 KERN in Bakersfield, California. They just took that KERI call sign from 1180. 1400 WTKE Fort Walton Beach, Florida, their new call WZFN. And finally, WAVG 1450 in Jeffersonville, Indiana, their new call WQKC. Well, construction permits, which have taken to the air over the past month, 630 WREY St. Paul, Minnesota, their CP to move to St. Paul from Hudson, Wisconsin is on. Their facilities are U4, that's two different patterns, 1,000 watts during the day and 2,500 watts at night, one of those oddball stations that has more power at night than they do in the daytime. 910 WFDF, Farmington Hills, Michigan, a suburb of Flint. They're now on with U4, 50,000 watts daytime, 25,000 watts at night. 1010, that station we mentioned that just flipped the calls to WMIN in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota, their construction permit for U4, 1,700 watts daytime, 240 watts at night, is now on. 1130 KPHI, Honolulu, Hawaii, a new station is on with a kilowatt, that's 1,000 watts day and night, non-directional, so mark them as U1. 1170 KJXX, Jackson, Missouri, their CP for 250 watts daytime, 5 watts at night, is on, adding that night service. 1190 WSDE, Cobleskill, New York, they're now on with 1,000 watts daytime, 20 watts at night, all non-directional, and they too have just added that night service. On 1210 WILY, Centralia, Illinois, their CP for U11, 10,000 watts during the day, 3 watts at night, 1,100 watts during critical hours is now on, and I know you're asking, what's U11? Well, that's unlimited time operation. They're directional during the days and critical hours with different patterns, non-directional during nighttime operation. 1230 KWNO, Winona, Minnesota, their CP is on for 1,000 watts days, 990 watts at night, and they're now emanating from a new tower, and they've diplexed with co-owned KAGE 1380, which we'll hear more about in just a minute or two. Also on 1230 KBCQ in Roswell, New Mexico. Their CP is on with 620 watts daytime, 1,000 watts at night. 1340 KQJZ, Evergreen, Montana. New station is on the air with 1,000 watts daytime, 670 watts at night, non-directional, U1. 1360 WMOV, Ravenswood, West Virginia. They're now on with 5,000 watts daytime and nothing at night, so mark them as D1. Now 1380 KAGE, Winona, Minnesota, as we mentioned before. They're now on with 2,200 watts during the day, 28 watts at night after moving its transmitter to and diplexing with the new tower along with a co-owned KWNO, as we mentioned. Since the new tower is almost twice as tall as KAGE's former facility, they're required to reduce their power levels accordingly. 1400 WSTK, Jacksonville, North Carolina. Program test authority was granted way back on October 24th, and the station was heard testing as late as the last part of November, but we haven't seen anything officially on the FCC website, so they're still testing. I guess the license is for a kilowatt day and night, non-directional, and if they're testing, it probably won't be long. 1430 KMBQ, Wasilla, Alaska. New station is on the air with U1, 1,000 watts day and night, and they're simulcast on KMBQ FM 99.7. 1430 San Gabriel, California, KMRB. They're now on with 50,000 watts during the day, 9,800 watts at night, using two different patterns. That's, of course, U4. 1490 KEYG, Grand Coulee, Washington. Their construction permit for 1,000 watts daytime, 960 watts at night, is now on the air. 1520 KYND, Cypress, Texas. The CP is on for D5, 3,000 watts daytime, 2,600 watts during critical hours. That D5 means they're daytime, directional during days, and non-directional during critical hours. They had a CP for U7, 3,000 daytime, 260 at night, and 2,600 critical hours. That U7 is three patterns, but asked for it to be dismissed, and they now have applied for, get this, U16. There's a code for you, 3,000 days, 2 watts at night, and 2,600 critical hours, adding the night facilities to their license. U16 equals directional days, non-directional nights, and non-directional critical hours. 1530 KZNX, Creedmoor, Texas. CP for U7, 10,000 watts days, 220 watts at night, and 1,000 watts critical hours, is on, reiterating that U7 is three different patterns. And finally, 1570 WBGX, Harvey, Illinois. Their construction permit for 1,100 daytime watts, 500 nighttime watts, is now on with two different patterns. That's U4. Some actions this past month. WDWD 590, Atlanta, Georgia. They've been granted a CP for 12,000 watts days, 3,400 watts at night, U4. 820 WGGM, Chester, Virginia. They've been granted an extension to their special temporary authority to operate U4, 1,000 watts days and nights, while they replace or repair their phaser assembly. They're normally licensed for 10,000 watts during the day. 900 WFAI, Louisville, Kentucky. A CP has been granted for U1, 930 watts days, 162 watts at night, moving to a taller tower. 1040 WPBS, Conyers, Georgia. A CP has been granted for 50,000 watts days, 5,500 watts at night, U4. 1080 KWAI, Honolulu, Hawaii. A CP has been granted to move to a new shorter tower, shared with KNDI 1270, KKEA 1420, and KREA 1540, while remaining 5,000 watts day and night, non-directional. For signals off of one tower, let's see, that'd be quadplexing, I guess. 1290 WCHK, Canton, Georgia. CP has been granted for 10,000 daytime watts, 500 watts at night, directional nights only. That's U2. 1380 CKPC, Brantford, Ontario. CP has been approved to change their pattern, eliminating a null to the east, which was made possible by the move of CKLC 1380 Kingston to the FM dial. This one will enable them to serve Hamilton with a good signal. CKPC remains U4, 25,000 watts day and night. 1450 KGFF, Shawnee, Oklahoma. Their CP for 1,000 daytime watts, 560 watts at night has been deleted, leaving KGFF as 1,000 day and night, all non-directional. 1480 WTLO, Corbin, Kentucky. A CP has been granted for 1,000 watts during the day, 27 watts at night, adding the night service and moving to a new tower site along with a city of license change from Somerset. 1590 WPVL, Platteville, Wisconsin. A CP has been granted for U2, 930 watts during the day, 470 watts at night, relocating to a new two-tower transmitter site. A couple of grants for new stations this past month. 1190 Pine Bluff, Arkansas. If they build it, we'll be getting a 10,000-watt daytimer, 350 watts at night, directional during nighttime hours. And 1340, a new station has been granted in Garden City, Kansas. 1,000 watts daytime, 880 watts at night, all non-directional. Applications for new stations this past month. There sure is a lot of activity, people wanting to go on the AM band. With the economy the way it is, I wonder why. So let's jump into it. 690 Tyndall, South Dakota wants a new station. On 860, Black Hawk, South Dakota wants a new station. On 1200, Chanhassen, Minnesota has applied for a new facility. Osceola, Indiana has applied for 1210. Valencia, Georgia, 1220. Lakeville, New York, 1220. Beaver, Utah, 1230. Ketchikan, Alaska, 1250. Santa Clara, Utah, 1290. Porterville, California has applied for 1330. Steamboat Springs, Colorado, 1340. Columbia Falls, Montana has applied for 1400. Beaver, Utah, they want a station on 1340. Whoops, a little out of order there. Brooklyn, Georgia, 1400. Central Point, Oregon, 1400. Stanfield, Arizona, 1460. Ellisville, Mississippi, a 1490. And also on 1490, an application from Santa Clara, Utah. So a couple of applications there for Santa Clara, Utah. Jumping up to Canada, the CRTC has granted the following moves from AM to FM. 780 CFDR, Dartmouth, Nova Scotia has been granted a move to 92.9 with 63 kilowatts. 790 CIGM, Sudbury, Ontario has been granted 93.5 with 100 kilowatts. 1450 Windsor, Nova Scotia, CFAB, the CRTC has granted them an extension of 1 year to 27 November 2009 to build its new FM station to take the AM's place. The following is a little bit of turnaround in action from up north. CKKY, Wainwright, Alberta on 830. Remember, they applied to move FM, but that's been denied by the CRTC as the owner, NewCap, owns two FM stations in Lloydminster, as the FM transmitter for CKKY would be located between Wainwright and Lloydminster. It would provide a good signal into the Lloydminster market, giving, according to the CRTC, three NewCap-owned FM signals in that market, which is not allowed by CRTC regs. This will also mean that CFCW 790 in Camrose will not be able to move to 840 as they had planned, as Camrose and Wainwright are too close to permit the use of adjacent frequencies. Well, some other news from here and there reported to have returned to the airwaves. WIDG 940, St. Ignace, Michigan. They've got a religious format, and simulcasting WTCK 90.7 in Charlevoix. WDLM 960 in East Moline, Illinois, if it was ever off in the first place, is back on. WOLH 1230, Florence, South Carolina, is on with soft adult contemporary, parallel WSIM 93.7. WHYN 1260, Lake City, South Carolina, is back on. A simulcasting WSIM 93.7. Sounds like they got a network there. KNOX 1310 Grand Forks, North Dakota is back, as is WTNL 1390 Reidsville, Georgia, with Southern Gospel, and they're also simulcast on WRBX 104.1. Also, KCTE 1510 Independence, Missouri was off for about a week due to a transmitter fire, but recent reports indicate they are back on the airwaves. Stations going off over the past month. Clear Channel has moved the sports talk format from Winchester, Virginia's WTFX 610 to Charlestown, West Virginia's WMRE 1550, which had sported a nostalgic music format as Memories 1550. The new Sports Talk 1550 will continue to broadcast regional high school sports as well as NASCAR, University of Virginia Sports, and Fox Sports syndicated programming. Also, Clear Channel has taken 610 off the air for good, as the 40-acre WTFX transmitter site on Route 50 is slated to become a retirement development. The AM signal that began as WHPL in 1961 has had an important presence as a carrier of local sports for many years, said Clear Channel Radio Winchester market manager Chuck Peterson. In continuing our strong commitment to our community and in order to further super serve the local sports needs in the area, we are glad to be able to move our sports talk programs to another one of our AM signals, 1550. Also, some news. WPUL 1590 South Daytona, Florida has been evicted from their transmitter, tower, and studio location by the landlord. They have requested an STA to operate from a new studio site at reduced power, which isn't specified in their application, from a temporary antenna at a new location, which once again wasn't specified. They already have located a tower and can skirt for permanent relocation. At the moment, they are on the air from the temporary site, which, as I said, isn't specified in their application. Let's hope they're legal. Other stations now silent. KVLE 610 in Vail, Colorado. WFKJ 890 Cashdown, PA. Again. WMSX 1410 in Brockton, Massachusetts. And WZRK 1550 Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And rumors have it that WZRK is off permanently. We'll keep an eye on that one for you. Well, news of the future, WAMD 970 Aberdeen, Maryland will be hitting the dust about April. The land where the towers are have been sold for development, and so if you live in that area, you better get them while you can. Some fines over the past month, $6,400 to WNDB 1150 Daytona Beach, Florida, for failure to ensure the emissions removed by 60 kilohertz to 75 kilohertz from their fundamental frequency were attenuated 65 dB below the unmodulated carrier level in response to a complaint that WNDB was causing interference to stations all the way from 1070 to 1230 and general interference up and down the AM band, plus failure to maintain effective lock fences around the bases of their two antenna towers. Also, $15,000 to WTKN 1230 in Corinth, Mississippi, for willful and repeated violations of rules involving tower fencing, no main studio location, and their failure to transmit a legal ID. Well, it's time to wind it down here, finally. My thanks go out to Richard Allen, Sean Axelrod, Bill Dvorak, Mike Hardister, Wayne Heinen, Dean McIntyre, Dave Schmidt, Jerry Starr, and Tim Noonan for providing tips and tidbits this past month. Well, that's AM Switch for January in the brand new year of 2009. Now the Travelog returns this month with a look back to IDs from nearly a quarter century ago with your host, John Bowker.
Well, thanks very much, Bill Hale. Hello, everybody. Say, I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to say very much about the holiday season back at the November DX Audio Service taping, but I hope it went well for you, and we're looking ahead to a bright and cheery new year here in 2009. Now, Fred and I have been talking about the Travelog a little bit, and we tried a new experiment in 2008, and we're going to try another new experiment here in 2009. The beauty of the collection of IDs I have is that there are some 14,000 of them that we have on cassette tape, and they all start back in 1982. And so why not play some of the 1982 IDs, and you can compare them with what's on the air today? That was sort of the premise that we set up. And we might even try modifying that a little bit as we go along this year. But we're going to start with that today. Rather than picking a segment of the country and saying that's where we are today, we're going to just play you IDs as they were recorded by Linda and me as we traveled around the United States in our motorhome. Now, I know a lot of our listeners here at the audio service remember our motorhome and had tours through it to see the... We had seven radios and seven recorders set up so that every hour on the hour, it was Linda's job to hit all the record buttons as we went across the country. The recordings we made were pretty much in a sequence, as you'll hear today, but as the program moves on during 2009, we're going to be all over the place with some IDs, some of them kind of important, some of them not very important. For instance, this very first one, it's just a nice average station. It's a clean ID with some news items that might be of interest. Tell you what, let's just get started and see how it goes on the January 2009 DX Audio Service Travelog.
WOYK York, York County's news authority.
This coming Monday marks the third anniversary of the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. Good afternoon, I'm Danielle Omens, WOYK News.
Oh boy, and we all know how that turned out for the Russians. Not very well. And did we learn from it? No, we didn't. Well, hey, this is a radio program, not an analysis of world events. Let's see. It'd be interesting to learn from any of the local listeners in the next area if this station is still IDing and signing off as they did back in 1982.
WFRB-AM now concludes another day of service to you. WFRB operates on an assigned frequency of 560 kilohertz with a power of 5,000 watts by authority of the Federal Communications Commission, Washington, D.C. WFRB maintains studios, offices, and transmitters atop Savage Mountain, 3 miles west of Frostburg. As WFRB-AM leaves the air, we invite you to tune to WFRB-FM at 105.3 megahertz for an evening of fine music and inspirational programs.
And yes, if you have any comments about any of these IDs, let's share what we know about the history of these stations. Just call Fred in on the Musings line. And it may take a month or two, but we'll get together one way or another on the telephone. Now, how many of us remember back to the good old days when the largest radio network, the Mutual Broadcasting System, actually had news on the hour, and when the announcer was through introing it, he didn't have to wait for the NBC announcer to get through his part, since it all became one network.
WHJB-AM and WOKU-FM, Greensburg.
News. And can somebody explain to me what the slogan is of this next station? And, if only John Malachy were here. What a convention he put on back there last 3 or 4 months ago in Pittsburgh. Well, I wonder whatever became of the announcer that we're going to hear from here.
Your Christmas wish station, 1250 WTAE, Pittsburgh. It's 7 o'clock.
Good evening, this is Ron Reininger with WTAE News Headlines on the
And for this next station, I defy anybody to find one part of the United States east of the Mississippi that hasn't had these call letters at one time or another.
Season greetings from WFUN Ashtabula. It's 11 o'clock.
Good morning, I'm Jerry Sullivan, and this is 97 News.
Yes. You know, nostalgia is a funny emotion, isn't it? And for this next station, I have to admit, I was fooling around with my radio in my playroom in Princeton, New Jersey at one time, in the late 1970s, trying to tune in the station in Manchester, New Hampshire, WFEA. And I swung everything around a big 4-foot loop I had out in the backyard with a little motor on it, and everything was going swell until this next station came in, almost as clear as you're going to hear it now.
The Browns!
And, of course, those call letters are not to be confused with these.
Coming up to 1 o'clock in South Bend, news is next.
WSBT South Bend.
Now, there's a little story that goes along with this next ID. It turns out when you drive along Interstate 80 in the northwest part of Ohio, you pass well south of Toledo. In fact, and any of you can bear this out, as you drive along that highway and look to the north, you see one building in Toledo. That's the whole reason you know Toledo's. However, there is a radio station set of towers that you go by, 5 towers in a nice straight north-south pattern. And I remember mentioning to Fred once that, I've seen WVOI's towers. He said, really? Did you go downtown? No. Right at I-80, he said, no, those are the night towers. In fact, from their studios, they can't even hear their own signal at night. Well, it sure explained why our radios weren't overloaded by that station at 2 o'clock in the afternoon as we drove by.
1520, WVOI, Toledo.
Hey, this is kind of cool. I enjoy hearing these old stations once in a while. And at the risk of losing my place, I think I will cross the street and ask how many of you remember this oldie but goodie.
WWWE Cleveland, a service of the Gannett Broadcasting Group. It's 5 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Marlene Sanders.
And as I go through this cassette tape, I couldn't possibly pass by a jingle ID, now could I?
Lion Country Radio.
WRSC, state calling.
Now this ID, again from 1982, was recorded from the campus of Bucknell University. I had my radio tuned in to 1010, and if you've ever wondered how far 2.2 watts carries, I'll leave it to you, but I was at like 2.5 miles away from the transmitter. And this is what I got.
At this time, radio station WTGC Lewisburg, Pennsylvania must leave the air as required by the Federal Communications Commission. WTGC is owned and operated by Louis J. Meyerhofer and operates on a Canadian clear channel frequency of 1010 kHz with a power output of 2.2 watts from 6 a.m. to local sunrise and 1,000 watts from local sunrise to local sunset. Our studios and transmitter are located at Colonial Park RD1 along Route 15 just south of Lewisburg. We invite you to join us again tomorrow morning.
I'll say this for him. He gives an awful lot of information for sign-off. Now, this next station, I don't know. I just like the sound. The spirited announcer, they got a cute little jingle package. Here it is.
Oh, boy, 7 o'clock, WIOK Wilkes-Barre, the Northeast Music Authority.
WIOK.
And as everybody knows, it's very important that you always keep up with the latest memos within the station, right? Well, how about this next guy? Oh, but he works for the station that is someplace special. We all know what that is.
See you back here Monday night after Sports Line at 7. I take that back. 8 o'clock now, or 7:30. One of the two. We have a new format. We'll see you then, whatever the case. This is Someplace Special, WTRC, Elkhart.
And, you know, I always thought this next station's slogan was just a little out of place. I'll just leave it at that.
Music 1370, the station for the winners. WLTH Gary.
That's right. That's who we are. Okay.
Now, just a word about this next station. A couple of things. It's the only station I know of, but I'm sure you're going to tell me about others, that had a wonderful experience in the early days as a sports station, a news station, all in the English language. And then they changed to Spanish. And then just a few years back, they changed back to English. How many stations have done that? Oh, yeah, and this Chicago station uses the call letters WIND, and that stands for Indiana.
This is Talk Radio 56, your Chicago Blackhawks hockey station, WIND Chicago, Group W, a Westinghouse broadcasting station.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Larry Langford. 46 degrees officially in Chicago.
And in 1982, it appears we went a little north of Chicago for a brief time.
Good morning. At 8 o'clock, 36 degrees, this is Frank Richardson with WTMJ News.
Oh, yes, and I guess we settled a few minutes ago the station that represents itself as someplace special, right?
This is your news, sports and entertainment leader for North Central Ohio, someplace special, WLEC Sandusky.
Ah, yes, well, I guess you just can't trust them. Oh, another singing jingle ID.
CBS News, this is Reed Collins.
And I wonder for how many years this ID was used.
From the Golden Tower of the Fisher Building, this is WJR Detroit.
Well, okay, that's enough for this time. By the way, be sure to let us know how you like this new format. It gives me a chance to play a lot more of the IDs for you. And partway through this, it occurred to me, why don't we have some programs sometime later in the year of stations, all of which are now off the air? In other words, Paul Mount once said to me, don't skip over those stations. It'll mean that they never existed. And I think that was good advice, Paul, so thanks very much. We'll talk to you later on, everybody. See you in February, and here's Mark.
Well, thank you, John, and happy 2009, everyone. Wow, what an interesting year we've just lived. No one could have written the script. As we head into a new year and begin a new round of band scans, it's time to clear the decks of last year's unfinished business. And we begin by ending our trip down the mighty Missouri River from western Montana to its St. Louis confluence with the Mississippi. We began that trip more than a year ago, and in part one of our report, we took you down the river as far as Sioux City, Iowa, where we were held up by the flooding, as you may recall. This month, we start to wrap up this trip in our notes from the towns we visited on the lower Missouri, and we pick up the journey between Sioux City and Omaha, Nebraska. Ernie Wasilowski can tell us a lot about Omaha and its radio stations. We're going to sample a few of them as we pass by. There are 14 AM stations in the market, including a landmark at 590, the former WOW, now KXSP Sports. It's notable in that it's one of the few 5,000-watt regional stations that operates non-directional day and night, serving more than eight states. As we cruise past Omaha, we hear samples of the stations on 590, 660, 1020, 1110, 1290, 1420, 1490, 1560, and 1620.
Learn the reason why you need a heat pump by calling McCarthy's 1-Hour Heating and Air today. McCarthy's 1-Hour Heating and Air. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Call 333-5000. That's 333-5000.
Your home and away voice for Creighton Blue Jay basketball. The mighty Big Sports 590. KXSP. Omaha. Council Bluffs.
Omaha's Christian Talk. 660 KCRO. A daily connection to life-changing programs. Answers to life's daily questions on Omaha's Christian Talk. Truth to Transform is next, sponsored on KCRO by Coral Ridge Ministries Media, Incorporated.
The Great Russian Nutcracker, presented by the Moscow Ballet.
It's Playoff Disney on Radio Disney.
AM 1020, KOIL, Plattsmouth, Omaha.
It's time for Radio Disney Circle Time Story.
Mickey, it's time.
Oh, boy.
It could be a couple of days before Cass County Attorney Nathan Cox decides if he will file charges in an assault case at Plattsmouth High School. Now here's the Weather Channel's Michael Palmer.
All the rainfall stays well south and east of us for today, so we stay dry with a brief shot of cooler weather settling in before we settle back into the 60s for the next several days. I'm Michael Palmer from the Weather Channel on 1110 KFAB.
48 Omaha Council Bluffs in Lincoln. I'm Carla James, News Radio 1110 KFAB.
HC Riverside has a highly respected department of entomology, has one Madagascar hissing cockroach the size of your hand. Paul Harvey, good day.
The 1290 KCAR Omaha area forecast is brought to you by Oriental Trading Company. Call 1-866-OTC-JOB1 or visit otchasjobs.com. Breezy and cool today. Clouds may break for some sunshine this afternoon. Partly sunny and breezy, high 62 Wednesday. I'm 1290 KCAR meteorologist Heather Zayer.
Call 1-800-898-0743.
KOTK Omaha, where your opinion counts. A service of Salem Communications. News Talk 1420 KOTK.
News Talk 1420 KOTK. First news of the hour. I'm Roger Bateman. Five members of a South Omaha family are saying they were abused by police yesterday morning after a call for help.
Magic 1490.
KLNG weather for today, Monday. Mostly cloudy with a chance of rain throughout the day today. Look for high in the mid-50s, overnight low in the upper 30s. Thanks for listening to KLNG. KLNG, Council Bluffs, Omaha.
ESPN Radio Sports Center on 1620 The Zone is brought to you by Two Fine Irishmen at 181st and Q. During televised football games, get penny wings with a bucket of beer at Two Fine Irishmen. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Dan Davis. The Colts favored by an Adam Vinatieri field goal tonight in Jacksonville. 4-1 Jags with a win tonight would catch the Colts for first atop the AFC South.
Intensive management of the Missouri River for navigation, flood control, and power generation has resulted in dramatic physical changes to the river corridor. Historically, the Missouri River was characterized by a shifting braided channel and abundant unvegetated sandbars. Beginning in the early 1800s and continuing to the present, the channel of the lower Missouri that we're following has been trained into a fast, deep, single-thread body of water. Wing dikes, also known as spur dikes, now concentrate the flow, and levees keep the channel in place, disconnecting it from the floodplain. Heading south along the river, we encounter the charming town of Nebraska City, the birthplace of Arbor Day. Once a ferry site across the Missouri, it's now an important economic, transportation, and agricultural center, and a charming place to visit. Nebraska City is the home of Radio KNCY on 1600.
World and national news every hour from ABC on your home team for information, 1600 AM, KNCY, Nebraska City.
Our journey from Omaha to Kansas City affords an opportunity to visit an ancient but still operating iron toll bridge, the Bryce Memorial Bridge, crossing the river near Brownsville. And a bit farther downhill and to the west of the river, we hear the call from Falls City, Nebraska. KTNC 1230, 1,000 watts, full-time, non-directional.
Today's news, yesterday's favorites. This is Oldies 1230 KTNC Falls City.
The next radio towers visible from the river are in St. Joseph on the Missouri side, where the Pony Express began and where Jesse James ended. St. Joseph today is home to three AM stations. In order of frequency, the fabled KFEQ on 680, 5,000 watts non-directional day and directional north-south at night. There's KGNM on 1270, 1,000 watts day, 36 watts night non-directional. And there's KSFT at 1550, another 5 kilowatt non-directional day and headed northwest at night.
Well, thank you so much. Good luck and good night, Harry James.
Good night, Bill.
Hi, this we'll is Dick Dimes. Right, hoping you'll join me this Friday night for the 680 KFEQ Wendy's First Down Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show.
Join Dick Dimes Friday night at 9.
First Down Friday nights on 680 KFEQ.
It gets cold in the heart of the winter. It can chill you to the bone. If you're living in a refrigerator, you're referred to as your home.
See, hear, and meet the legendary Blackwood Brothers Quartet in Cameron, 7 p.m., November 1st.
We're broadcasting from the studios of Good News Ministries, reaching out to thousands every day with programming that makes a difference. The Kingdom, 1270 KGNM St. Joseph.
St. Joe's Good Time Oldies, 1550 KSFT St. Joseph.
Wildfires burning. I'm Tim McGuire. More than a dozen wildfires roaring through Southern California. One person dead, 18 hurt, some 30 homes and other buildings burned in a number of areas.
The Missouri heads west south of St. Joseph before it meanders back into Kansas City. Among the two dozen decent signals in Kansas City, there are about a dozen licensed AM stations. Here's a sampler of the stations in order on 610, 710, 760, 810, 980, 1190, 1250, 1380, 1480, and 1660.
Two wrongs don't make a right, but they sure make for some lively conversation. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
KCSP.
Kansas City's
voice of the fan.
610.
Sports Radio. The 610 Sports Update.
No matter what you're planning, check AccuWeather.com first. AccuWeather.com, the best weather on the web.
Kansas City is
Lee Summit, Olathe,
and KCMO.
Kansas City.
Talk Radio 710, a Cumulus station.
God has promised the Messiah will come to the Temple Mount in his time. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And tune in next week for Zion's sake.
Shalom, shalom.
Serving Kansas City 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with America's best Bible teachers to help you grow and Christian news to help you know. This is KCCD, 760 AM, Overland Park, Kansas City, a service of Bot Radio Network.
Have you discussed a plan, a scenario that you see as the likely time for when Brody Croyle would be the guy to take over?
I think the only time that he would take over is when Damon Heward displays to us that he just cannot get it done.
Listen to the program with Seren Petro, weekdays from 11 to 2 on Sports Radio 810, WHB, Kansas City's hometown sports station. Sports Radio 810, WHB, Kansas City.
Listen weekdays from 4 to 7 on the voice of Kansas City, News Radio 980 KMBZ.
Okay, let's go to David in Orlando, Florida. What's going on, David?
Radio Disney's Top 30 Countdown with me, Susan Huber. Counting down your favorite songs from 30 to number 1 every Saturday and again on Sunday. Like Hannah Montana. Or the Jonas Brothers. Or High School Musical 2. You make a request, we add them up and play them back. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. and then again on Sundays at 1 p.m. only on 1190 Radio Disney.
Radio Disney is back. I'm Rihanna on the station with your music, your way. Radio Disney.
Identifícate.
Estás escuchando KKHK 1250 AM. Estudios y oficinas en el 6220 de la Kansas Avenida, en Kansas City, Kansas. Trabajando 24 horas al día, 7 días a la semana.
Una emisora de Ramirez Spanish Radio.
La Super X.
That's 1-866, the number 4, NATREN. Call for free shipping.
Radio that changes the way you live. KCNW, Fairway, Kansas City.
Remember, children at play are not always mindful of dangerous traffic hazards.
La playa. You're listening to Kansas City's classical station, Classical 1660, KXTR.
By the way, that 1250 KKHK ID is now 1250 KYYS. And KMBZ has been on the air since 1922, first known as WPE. Lots of heritage in Kansas City. The Missouri River now turns east, and we follow through Kansas City suburbs, Gladstone and Independence. Yes, that Independence. Here we find Gladstone's KGGM 960 watts day only on the WLS frequency, and that daytime signal is directional away from Chicago.
And instantly on your PC, in as little as 30 seconds. Plans from only $4.99 a month. Netflix, it's that easy.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and details.
KGGM Gladstone.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Independence has KCTE on 1510, day only 10,000 watts, pointed west-northwest.
And get 100 business cards free when you order 100 or more. We print them right in the store while you wait.
Yar, 100 free business cards. Tis a sweet deal.
Staples, that was easy.
You're listening to Hot Talk 1510 KCTE, Independence, Kansas City.
Morning news flash.
Kirk Stevens, NFL late games. The Seahawks on the board again.
High end over end kick, but again short by Wilkins.
up to the 10-yard line of Burleson.
And that's part one of our two-part series along the Missouri River, the lower Missouri, that is. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service will conclude our journey next month right here on most of these same cassettes. Until then, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark. We're following an interesting report that Congress is looking into. It's a majority staff report prepared for the use of the Committee on Energy and Commerce, the 110th Congress, dated December of 2008. Specifically, the report is titled Deception and Distrust, the Federal Communications Commission under Chairman Kevin Martin. And let me just read a few paragraphs. This is a report by the majority staff of the Committee on Energy and Commerce on the bipartisan investigation of the Federal Communications Commission regulatory processes and management practices. This investigation was prompted by allegations to the effect that Kevin J. Martin, the chairman, has abused FCC procedures and manipulated or suppressed data, reports, and information. Allegations of a broken process at the FCC came from current and former FCC employees, telecommunications industry representatives, and even from other commissioners, and were often reported in the press. In short, there were a number of indications that things were amiss at the FCC. Most prominently, these issues seem to have come to a head with the Commission's consideration of the 13th Annual Video Competition Report in November of 2007. Against this background, on September 3rd of 2007, Chairman Dingell wrote to the FCC's chairman, Kevin Martin, noting that an apparent breakdown in an open, transparent regulatory process at the FCC and posing an initial set of questions to ensure that the commission's processes are fair, open, and transparent, and that they serve the public interest. We're kind of watching this because this might bear into some of the consolidation and also IBOC. So we'll have some people checking up on this and report in later issues. But right now, let's flip over to Side 2.